Thanks for joining us for the Liberty Church Podcast. We pray that this message inspires you to change the world around you. For more information about Liberty Church, you can visit us at libertyofomaha.com. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great day.
I think, how many of you were here last week for Jim Hockaday? Yeah. Or maybe you even got a chance to listen to the podcast from last week. So I have the easiest message of all time, all right, Because the week after something like that, it's not hard to glean from what Jim Hockaday brought. And so today we're going to look at a few things that he brought that I think were incredible, and then we're going to have testimonies also at the end. So I'm not going to preach for a really long time today, but then I want to open it up for any of you that have testimonies from last Sunday. A miracle that God did in your life, I would really like you to share it today. And if you're like, well, I'm not the normal person that does that, well, that doesn't matter, okay? I would like you to share because your testimony of what God has done or is doing in your life will inspire miracles in other people's lives. Because if God can do it in you, he can do it in anyone, amen? And I have a testimony to share that I'll share as well when we start things off. And if you're online and you have a testimony to give, just drop it in the comments. And Aurora, who is our media director today, she will actually read that testimony as well when we get to testimonies. Because how many of you would like to hear that as well? Amen. And so if you're online, we'd love to hear your testimony. Just take a moment today, drop it in the comments, and she'll read that as well. And so how many of you have some testimonies here? Just show of hands just so I can kind of know. Awesome. Let's go. Okay. There's probably a few more of you. I saw those hands, but and Eric will run a mic over to you and you'll share your testimony a few minutes. And I believe that that will also bless us all as well. Amen. If you got your Bibles, you can turn to Hebrews chapter 11. How were the cookies? Yeah, I know. My wife made them, so I get to eat them every once in a while. It's pretty awesome. It's a dangerous game we play sometimes. It's good. That's right. That's right. Made from scratch. Well, let's just welcome the Holy Spirit today. Amen. Let's just pray. Let's just agree together. Lift your voices today. And if you have a prayer language, just begin to pray in that. Let's just ask the Holy Spirit to move today. Lord, we thank you that your presence is in this place. We thank you, Lord, for your gift of your Holy Spirit coming into our lives and changing us and helping us see things and bringing deeper revelation. We thank you for your Holy Spirit working in our lives, bringing miracles in this place, in homes, to our online community, all over, that your Holy Spirit moves when we open up our hearts and our minds and our spirits to you. We thank you, God, that you're in this place, even doing miracles right now. We thank you, Jesus. If you agree with that, say amen today. Amen. Hey, Rosie. You can go back to Mama. It's okay. I know. So it's family church, if you didn't know. So, yeah. I know. It's okay. Don't worry. Everything will be okay. I know it's hard, baby girl. Family church is pretty fun because of all of our kids are in here. Are all the kiddos in here? I see a lot of them. So I had a kid just say no, so yeah. Maybe not. That's okay. But thanks, kids. Thanks for being in here. If you didn't get a snack, grab a snack. It's going to be awesome. But Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1, I'm going to read it in the Amplified, and it says this. Now faith is the assurance, title deed confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Praise the Lord. I love how Jim Hockaday explained it last week. He said that hope for could be translated as imagined. as imagine, what you imagine. And imagination from last week was a pretty big point from the Sunday morning service. And I thought it was so profound because for a lot of us in the room, when we think about our faith, the idea of using our imagination, we maybe haven't even specifically on purpose thought about that. You know, when you have faith, what are you doing? You're imagining something to happen that's usually the opposite of what's happening in the physical, right? Say, I'm believing and having faith for healing. Well, that means that something's going on in the physical, right? That is affecting me. And now I'm thinking God can do something. All right? And I don't know about you, but this week I find myself really working at practicing that and found out that, man, I need a lot more practice. I got to get a lot better. It was interesting to me because I've kind of thought to myself, I'm pretty a positive person. Think pretty positively, and yet there were things this week that I was trying to imagine God's best for me, and I found myself believing or imagining maybe not all the way God's best in my life. And I said to myself, huh, what does that tell me? I'm just not intentionally practicing it enough. And this scripture is a backbone of our relationship with God, because faith is so important in our walk with God. I would say it's one of those vital pieces of our relationship with God. It's faith in who he is, faith that what he says he's going to do, he's going to do it. And how many of you ever used your imagination before? Five of you. Dear Lord, okay. Okay. Well, today we're going to do a workshop on imagination, all right? So how many of you were four once? No, I mean, having a four-year-old, almost, Rosie turns four in a week and a half, and she has an amazing imagination. And, you know, she'll have a stuffed animal, and we'll say, hey, what's its name? And without even blinking, she'll just throw out some random name, right? Like, it's just there. It's not hard for a child to imagine new things. It's not hard at all. Is it hard for us to imagine God's best for us in our life? It is sometimes. Maybe it is a lot. And so today, I hope to poke the bear a little bit and get us imagining God's best for our life. And if you haven't listened to the podcast from last week, I would encourage you to. It's incredible. I believe that the revelation that comes from it will be powerful, not just for you, but for our church moving forward, right? And so imagining, it could be a lot of things. Imagining our healing. It could be imagining our provision. You can fill in the blank. But imagining what that looks like, and that's kind of hard sometimes. Because maybe you're dealing with something like, how do I imagine what's the opposite of what I'm feeling right now? How do I start to imagine that? Well, how many of you know that you're probably going to have to practice a little bit? Go back to your roots, your five-year-old roots. Now, it's easy for me to go back because I'm a huge Batman fan, if you didn't know. There's two Batman shirts in here, Roger and Calvin. Yeah, what's up? Let's go. Batman, bro, right? He's awesome. Batman was awesome because all the cool stuff that happened with Batman always happened at night on rooftops. You know what I'm talking about? You know, all the cool stuff happened. So I always was like, the higher I am, the better, all right? And I was not afraid of heights. I love climbing. We won't get into that. You can talk to my parents about it. God bless them, okay? That's all I have to say. And a lot of you have heard this story, but for me, I was imagining being up on a rooftop, all right? And I wanted to get on a roof. And I was at my friend's house, Jay, across the street, and they had this little shed. And it was the shortest roof in town. I was like, there's the one, you know? And there was this clothesline pole right next to it. And I looked at the distance from the clothesline pole at the top, you know how they tee off, goes up and then it tees off, from there to the roof, and I said, I can make that jump. And the clothesline pole had these little, like, hooks coming out that was like, it was almost like a ladder. It was beckoning me to come. It was like, I was built for you, you know? And why did I think that I could do that? Because I was imagining. What was I imagining? I was imagining the most epic jump from that clothesline pole onto that roof. That's actually the only thing I was imagining. I wasn't imagining anything. I just like, that's going to look cool. I've seen Batman do this. I'm going to do it. And I'm starting to, and my friend Jay's like, you all need a friend like Jay. He's like, what are you, stop it. Stop doing that. Stop. That's dumb. Don't do that. He's trying to stop me. And I'm just like, and then Jay, you know, friends like Jay, they all need somebody like me, right? You know, and I'm like, just come on. It's going to be cool. All right. And so I start going up the ladder. I get to the top of the clothesline. I'm like perched up there like a falcon. And I jump. I'm going to tell you right now, it probably looked awesome, okay? But remember, my only imagination was how cool it was going to look like that. I didn't think about anything else. And this is a tin roof on this shed. And I come down and go right through the roof. But not all the way. And so I'm stuck. Made a hole, and I'm stuck. Just sitting there, all right? My feet are dangling, and I'm stuck. You know, those moments like, that could have gone better, you know? I didn't think about that. I'm thinking to myself, man, this is not how I pictured it. And why do I bring that up? Because kids' imagination are incredible. It's easy for us to imagine things. It's easy for us to create this imagination of all of these incredible things that we can do. And sometimes, let's just be honest, as we grow older, it becomes really hard because we've allowed the world to beat us down instead of the Holy Spirit to build us up. And we're told things, and we even tell people things like, don't get your hopes up, which is totally from the pits of hell. That is a lie. Why wouldn't you get your hopes up? You serve a God that is unlimited. In every form and fashion, he is the creator, he is the master. He can do anything, he can inspire anything. There are no limits for God. And yet, we've believed, don't get your hopes up. Imagination is key. And to take it a step further, I would say, why is it that there are all these names given to the characteristics of God in the Old Testament, if not to declare the best for us? I love it. I love looking at that because God in his perfection throughout the Old Testament gives these characteristical names. I don't even know if it's a name. Is that a word, characteristical? Yeah, it's in my dictionary. Characteristical? That's dope. Miss Susan's like, that's not a word. But God has all of these names throughout the Old Testament describing who he is in specific ways. And why would he put that in there if not to inspire our imagination? Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Provision. Provision. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Amen. Jehovah Nisi is our banner. He goes before us in every fight. Jehovah Kadesh, he sanctifies. I love that. What is sanctification? When God sanctifies something, he sets it apart and calls it holy. Praise the Lord. And I believe there's somebody in the room right now that needs to hear this. Maybe you're online. And I just sense that if there's somebody in this room right now that's just struggling specifically with self-hurt in their life, This is for you right now. Because the power of who God is. Our Heavenly Father is the one. He's called you, and he has set you apart as holy. All we have to do is acknowledge his Son, Jesus Christ, and in a moment, whatever it is, it's like he never even saw it. And now you are set apart, holy. And for many of us, that is hard for us to grasp. In fact, you'll live your whole life in relation with Jesus, and you'll have a deeper revelation of that all the time, of how much love God, how much God loves you. And if you're in the room today, or you're watching online, and that's you today, I just want you to know God doesn't just love you; he's in love with you. He doesn't just think you're cool. The Bible says that you're his beloved. His love for you goes deeper than you'll ever be able to fully understand or imagine. And if that's you today in particular, and you're dealing with self-harm or self-hurt, God wants to completely restore you today. In fact, I believe that the Holy Spirit's doing it right now. If it's in this room or if you're online, the Holy Spirit's doing it right now. Let's just take a moment. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence in this place right now, or in a home, in a living room, or in a bedroom right now that is just ministering. That you would stop a service, that you would pause, press pause for a moment and say, hey, you are my beloved. I love you. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad about you. I want a relationship with you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We just praise you, Lord. Amen. Isn't he good today? Only God can do those things. Praise the Lord. Jehovah Shalom, peace. I love imagining peace. What does peace look like for you? Imagine peace. A peaceful home, a peaceful marriage, peaceful children, a peaceful future, peaceful car rides. Jehovah Elohim, our creator and our master, can imagine the most amazing things, and God has a step further. Amen. The most creative person, the greatest inventor in the world, nothing in comparison to our King. Jehovah Reah, our shepherd, he leaves the 99 for the one. Jim Hockaday talked about last week, he talked about shepherds and how, if you've ever watched, you know, sheep, hey, really come over and 100 people could just start yelling at sheep, like, ah, hey, 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 really annoyingly, looking at them, and the sheep, they won't move. They won't even acknowledge the person. They just keep on doing whatever sheep do, you know, smelling bad. And then the shepherd just walks up. Maybe he doesn't even say anything, and all the sheep go, right? Why? Because they know the master's voice. I want you to imagine that you know the shepherd's voice. And how that, just that small imagination, just imagining that when the shepherd speaks, I hear him. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good today? And remember this, it takes the same amount of brain power to think negatively as it does positive, right? It takes the same amount of brain power to think the opposite of God's best for you as it does to think God's best for you. The challenge is this, though, that we've built a habit up of thinking the other way. Breaking a habit, though, that's hard, right? Breaking a habit is hard. I've heard this actually many times before, and it's a great analogy. If you didn't know, you know, today when you woke up and you put your shoes on, you probably put, you know, either the right shoe on first or the left shoe on first. In fact, you probably do every single day of your life, all right, the same way. You don't even think about it. You've been doing it your whole life, all right? And if I told you, hey, I want you to start changing that, and I want you to put your left shoe on first, if you always put your right shoe on, you'd be like, okay. And maybe today, when you put your shoes on, you'll think of it, but probably you won't. You don't even think about it. You don't even think about what I just said. Now, if I said to you, though, hey, every time you put the opposite shoe on first, the left shoe on first instead of the right foot, every time you do, I'll give you $20. How many of you are like, cha-ching, right? Some of you are like, in a week's time, I can make like $500, baby. Let's go, right? How many of you are going to be motivated for that? Yeah. Yeah. Why? Because of the value that you're placing on what you're getting. And I'm going to tell you right now, you've got to think about that when we talk about what it's going to bring you in your life when you start imagining God's best for you in your life. If you start imagining the peace of God in your life over and over and over again, and every time a thought comes in that's opposite of the peace of God, and you got to fight it, right? It's hard. It's easy to go the other way. You're like, I just had a pity party. I want to have that again. And every time you change that and break that habit, it's hard, but you got to put a value on what it's going to bring long-term in your life. We got to start putting value on the things of God. And how does that happen? Well, it starts with a heart change. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to change that in your life. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to try to wrap this up in about 5 minutes, and we're going to go to testimonies. I'm priming the pump here, all right? I'm giving you a chance. Some of you, the Holy Spirit was like, yep, okay. And then you're like, don't chicken out, all right? Somebody needs to hear it today. Somebody needs to hear it today. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm going to read it again in the Amplified Version. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm going to start on verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh as mortal men or women, we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using the weapons of man. The weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And this is key. We are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ, being ready to punish every act of disobedience when your obedience is complete. This is a powerful scripture. This speaks exactly to what we're talking about, exactly what Jim Hockaday was talking about. The power of our thoughts. And he said this last week, and I thought, again, very profound. He said, imagination is like thought on purpose. Isn't that what that says? Thoughts and purpose. Because when you're imagining something, it's intentional. It's intentional. I'm not talking about daydreaming. I'm talking about intentionally imagining things. And you can intentionally imagine the power of God in your life. Amen? So my question to all of us, including me today, is my imagination lined up with the Holy Spirit and His purpose and His plan for my life? Is my imagination lined up with His plan, His purpose in my life? Because if it's not, then I got to change that. And you might, I don't know about you, but I'm like, man, that's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of work. But how many of you know that if you start doing it now, long term it will start to get a little bit easier, right? Because what's hard now will be easier later. What's easy now is going to be hard later, right? You ever tried to push a door and it just doesn't open? You know, you walk up to the door and you're like, nah. And you're like, what's going on? and you look in, the lights are on in the building. You even see people walking around, and you're pushing, and you're like, what's going on? And then you realize it's a pull door. Yeah. And you're like, oh. You could push that door all you want. You could push, 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 until you're sweating, until you're exhausted. But until you cooperate with the way that it was supposed to be created to operate, you're not getting anywhere. In our imagination, we have to learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. And it might not change overnight, but I will tell you this, this is the cool thing about God. He expedites things. It will change much faster than you think it will. Because we're used to watching things change according to the carnal world, but in the spiritual realm, God works by multiplication. And so I just want to remind you today of that. And what's God's best for us? Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to what? To prosper you. That's his plan. Praise the Lord. Not to harm you. Plans that give you a future and a hope. Amen? Matthew 7:11, I love that. If you ever need a good scripture to remember, it's an easy one, all right? For all of you that grew up with 7-Eleven gas stations, you can remember this one. Matthew 7:11, it's an easy one, all right? Matthew 7:11, it says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Good gifts. So if you're imagining things that aren't good gifts, Psalm 37:4, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to end with this scripture and we're going to go to testimony. Psalm 37:5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him also and he will do it. Commit to God. Trust that he's going to do it and he will do it. See, if you commit your ways to the Lord, now you're aligning with him. You're aligning with his plan and his purpose. And if you are aligning with him, the desires of your heart will be aligned with him as well. Why wouldn't he do it? If God told you, hey, I want you to go outside and get in a car and drive 4 miles to this gas station, and you say, well, I just don't have a car. Maybe you're limiting God. Because if God told you to do that, then don't you think he's going to supply a car? And some of us are like, yeah, I've heard that before, but maybe we should think about that a little bit. We've heard stuff like that before, but maybe we should think about it. Maybe we should imagine it for us. If God told me to do that, then he's probably going to give the exact thing that I need to be able to accomplish that. Amen? Okay, we're going to do testimonies. I'm going to start it off, and then Eric's got a microphone. So maybe Eric has a testimony. So maybe he's like, I'm starting. Sorry, guys. I don't know. He's just hanging out. But if you have a testimony, I'm giving it. We'll let you go here in just a minute. My testimony is this. I got prayed for. If you saw, I got folded in half. It was awesome. All right. The Holy Spirit rocked my world. And I've been dealing with back pain that wakes me up every night for I don't know how long, at about 5 hours into sleeping, and it keeps me up or gives me really restless sleep for the rest of the night. And the Holy Spirit, boom, healed me of that. And that night, I'm going to give you, because some of you made me experience healing throughout the week, too. That's important, too. Okay. And that night I went to bed and it woke me up 5 hours in. And I was wrestling with this imagination thing. I couldn't even figure out, I was like, how do you imagine the healing for this? And I kept imagining, I was afraid that it was going to wake me up again. And I was like, what is going on? Anybody experience anything like this? Maybe just me. And I was in direct opposition because now what? I was intentionally combating the very thing that was coming at me, maybe for the first time. And I started combating that thing. And I fell back asleep and woke up to my alarm. It was pretty awesome. The next night, 6 hours went by. Praise the Lord. I looked at my clock. I was like, ha, if he can do that, he can do anything. Amen. So then I started imagining sleeping restfully, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, like a NyQuil commercial, you know, waking up, people asking, how was your night's sleep? It was the best sleep I've ever had in my life. I started imagining throughout the week, it was the best sleep of my life. I started imagining saying that to Charity, to my friends, the best sleep of my life. I started imagining that and imagining it over and over again. And Friday night, I went to bed. It woke me up about 6 hours in. I felt the Holy Spirit just say, why don't you just like massage that little part for 10 seconds and then let go. And boom, it was gone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'll submit to you today that I'll probably still be fighting some of that because my mind wants to think something else. It still does. When I go to bed at night, sometimes it's like, you know, get woken up. Why? Because I built this weird, stupid habit of putting up with it. So now I've got to change my imagination that I don't put up with it anymore. Amen? Amen? Okay, who's got a testimony? I know I saw some hands. So who's, Ken, go ahead. Couple minutes, maybe 2-3 minutes. Go ahead, right from where you're at. You can stand up if you want, or you can sit down. No pressure here.
Okay, I've been fighting something since June. And it started in my throat, and I couldn't sleep at night. I was getting about 2 hours of sleep. That has continued until last week. And I also had trouble with my neck. I couldn't move my neck. It was hard to get in and out of cars. And also, I got to the point where I wasn't walking well. I was shuffling. And if you were behind me on the stairs, you wish you weren't, because it was taking me so long to get down the stairs. And I did get healed last year from my mental health, but because of the lack of sleep, the sleep deprivation put me into mania, and I had to go back on my meds. But my doctor said that when my sleep comes back, I'll be off that again. It was just temporary. Well, on Sunday, I went down hard, and we prayed, but God also prepared me because a month ago he was talking to me about the presence of God, being a friend of God. Jim Hockaday talked about that, about being in the presence of God all day long. I don't say amen after prayer now because he and I are praying all day long and praising and worshiping. Well, the night before, I stayed up and I read the book I had from him called Identity. Something about identity crisis. It was awesome, and it prepared me for the service. I know I'm over my 3 minutes already, but anyway, so now I'm doing all these things. Well, last night I have to sleep 8 hours for 3 weeks before we go off my meds. I was sleeping 2 hours. Then 2 hours at a time and 6 hours a night. Now I'm up to 5 hours at a time.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. That is amazing. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Hi. I wasn't going to do this because I don't like to speak in front of people, but I figure God is too good to keep quiet. So last
Did everyone week, hear that? Okay.
God is too good to keep quiet. So I came to the 5:30 service last week, and Jim prayed for me, but he didn't even touch me. He told me to start marching, lifting my knees up, and so I started to do it, and I thought, oh my gosh. And so as I was lifting my legs, I saw that, oh, my back is healed, because, you know, the first thing I could think of were these knees, because I have 14 steps at home. And I used to count from one, like dreading the 14 because I knew how I would feel. Now I count backwards because that 14 is no longer a mountain to me. So God is good. So, yeah, I had never used my imagination in that way. Now I can imagine some banana pudding, but, you know. To think that, you know, God can heal me like that. I knew that God was a healer, but I didn't receive it for myself. And so like you said, my mind had to get in line with it, because on my way down the stairs, I kind of tilted my body to favor that one side, and I thought, the devil is a liar. I can walk straight down the stairs. So that's what I've been doing, and I feel great. No more excuses as to why I can't go walking now, but I'm ready. I'm ready. He has prepared me, so I'm excited.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, Melanie. That's awesome. Isn't God good? Do we have any online people any comments? No? Okay. Just wanted to make sure before. Okay. Who's next? Who's next? There were more hands. So who's going? Who's going? Who's Pastor Mike? Yes. I know Deshaun raised his hand. Somebody over here. Who's over here that raised their hand? Kim? Okay, cool. What's up, Carter?
So I think it was the end of service where Jim Hockaday said, you know, everybody raise your hand. I think that was at the end of service, yeah. And so moving boxes and everything, I had this shoulder pain. Well, I raised my hand, both my hands, the pain shot up in my shoulder and stuff. And before before seconds later, there was no pain in the shoulder. So there's the elbow that still has to get finished, but like I said, moving and grabbing, donations all the time. I noticed that I use one hand a lot, but he's began a good work. He's going to finish it out.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go. Praise God. All right, Deshaun, you want to go? I know you had your hand up.
I'll stand up for mine. So I remember when Jim Hockaday came here last year, he did heal my back that I was struggling with for a long time. And that was like the first time I got fully healed. And like I had my moments of doubt that I was going to come back, but it hasn't since. Only like when I feel nervous and whatnot, I feel it, but I like just pray over it and know it's going to go away soon. And so it has. But I knew we were coming back from Hawaii, so we weren't able to come for Jim Hockaday the last Sunday. But I knew that I was still going to feel something just because, I know he's that great. But a few days ago, I finally got my first car. I was really nervous for a long time to, know which one was right for me. So I just kept looking at Facebook Market, this one looks good, this one looks good, this one looks good. But I just, was scared of, what the problems each of those are going to bring. But when we went out, I planned on looking at multiple spots. But the first one we went to, they listed it for $18,000. It was a 2014 Camry, and $8,000, not $18,000. They listed it for $8,000, which was lower than normal. A lot of 13 Camrys with 180,000 miles go for $9,000, $10,000. So this one was a lot lower for what the value said, the average listings. So we went there, and it was off Leavenworth. It's a tiny little, when we got there, it was a little building with a gate around it and only 10 cars around the lot. So I'm like, this feels very sketchy. There was a sign, there's a post that said Dino's, but they took off the Dino's, so it just said auto sale. They had a little banner up that said GAD Auto Services. So I'm like, this doesn't feel right, but we're here already, we might as well give it a shot. So the guy pulls up, and it's this guy, he was wearing a t-shirt, sweats, sandals, no socks. So I'm like, okay, I kind of respect it. I'd rather have somebody who feels more honest than a little suit that he just threw on really quick. So I'm like, okay. He went there, he was really nice. We took the car around for a ride, it was great, and I was just talking with Brandon, Luke, Kiki, and they were like, if you feel right, if this feels like it. And I was just trying not to rely on my own understanding, because part of me was saying no, part of me was saying yes. And I was like, no matter what, God's got it covered. His angels got it. Holy Spirit's got it. So I was like, I'll take it. I got it for $7,700, paid it in cash, so it's all taken care of. So, it's just, it was such a great feeling at work, just looking out the window and just seeing my car and knowing that it's protected. It's going to last me a long time.
Just knowing that it's protected. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that. Congratulations, man. That's awesome. Life's good. With God, it's way better. Some people will look at that as just but his mindset is completely different. And we've always prayed over our cars, and we've gotten way more out of them than anybody else would. because of God's covering and favor on our life. We've seen that on so many different things. Why? Because we know when we speak it time and time again and we imagine it, we say things about it that are true, not the opposite. Not like, man, that thing's just going to break down. We say, I can't wait to see Rosie drive this car. Those are the things that we say. So that's awesome. Praise the Lord. All right, Kim, you got it one? You going to go? Oh, yeah. Way to go. Proud of you. Anybody else? Miss Susan's going to go too, so we'll let Kim go. And then go ahead, Kim. Yeah. What you guys got? Crystal, do they have something they wanted to share? I don't know. Okay.
I've been doing this for a while.
Well, you talk to them. If they've got one, we'll let them. We'll... Go ahead. Sorry.
I've been doing this for a while. Okay. I've been doing this for a while. I'm with you all. My imagination keeps kind of coming back to bite me. My want is for more. And I can't wait to see what's around the corner. And the changes, and the revival, and the growth for all of us. Walking down the stairs sideways, or up the stairs, or down the hall. Holding your head up, and knowing. A couple weeks ago, Mercedes said, look in the mirror and see Jesus. Everything that seems to follow Sundays corresponds with the one before, and it's a really good path, and it feels awesome, and I'm so glad I'm a part of this.
Praise the Lord. We're so glad you're a part, too. We love you. All right, Miss Susan, go ahead.
So Sunday morning, just the idea that I have freedom to imagine again just was reaffirming. I just felt lighter. It was just very cool that, oh, I can imagine. And imagine good things that are coming in my life. So I have from Pastor Mercedes and from other people, I have a book inside me that's beginning. And because of that freedom of imagining, I believe the Lord said, what could you imagine with that book that at the moment is not attainable? And it's like New York best times list. Amen. And that was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So Sunday night, I told Pastor Mercedes that at the book table. Cassidy is there as well. And if I heard Pastor Mercedes correctly, she said that she had a dream and that same idea came to be. And so that's even confirmation. So how I'm going to get from here to there is going to be a wonderful ride. And a glory to God and how he's going to work it all out. Yeah. Now, the next thing is that thanks to Google and Pastor Brandon, characteristically is a word.
Thank you. I needed that.
In
I
a
make
way,
up words a lot. So,
and the definition is in a way that a typical... in a way that is typical of a particular person, place, or thing.
I even use it in context. Let's go. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Any other testimonies? All right, Aurora's got one from our live stream audience, and Zach is going to go. Okay, we'll go. Aurora's, she's got a mic up there already, so go ahead, Aurora.
Can you hear me? Okay, yeah. Cool. Oh, so the first time Jim was here, I struggled with hip issues, and if y'all don't know,
this
I do.
Your testimony.
Yes.
Awesome. Go ahead, sorry.
If y'all don't know, I do hair, so I stand for hours and hours. And between clients, I would have to release my back from it cramping because I couldn't stand for a full shift. And so I told him that I was having issues with my hips and my back. And he said that I was healed. And now I can go through a full 12-hour shift without any cramping in my back or hips.
Wow.
Yeah.
New back, baby.
Yeah. And then
somebody in this room needs to hear that. Somebody needs a new back. Sounds like God's giving them out. If anyone needs one. Zach, you're going to go? Eric, we got... Oh, okay. You're going to use Aurora's mic. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Go ahead, Zach.
So this one's not directly for healing that I had going on this time. I did have Hockaday last year as well. Starting to feel the Holy Presence for everything is newer for me. And undeniably, this time around, I noticed that it just, a select few people, I got super emotional. I couldn't hold back the tears on it. And then I started to realize a day or two later that I'm in the middle of my own breakthrough going on. I had told Pastor Brandon about, hey, I'm getting ready to be leaving Kellogg's, be changing career paths, don't know what I'm doing. And actually, the very next day, I turned around, I said, you know what? It's in his hands. I quit on the spot, and I'm getting ready for that transition right now. Just leaving it up to him, not knowing what's happening, but it's feeling right letting it be in his hands.
Praise the Lord. Let's go. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that, Zach. Anybody else? Go ahead, Cass. Yes, and Sammy, you can go. Go ahead, Cass, you first.
Oh, okay. So I have one for the church, and then I have one for personally that's in the making. So I know, you know, we are imagining and we have a vision to grow our online presence, which is incredible. And, last week for the Sunday night service, we had a new guest come and, you know, whenever I meet someone new, I want to ask them how they heard about us. And she said that she actually saw an online advertisement for Jim Hockaday being here and that's how she heard about us. And that's already a testimony. I know that, you know, this is going to grow so much more and it's going to be incredible. But how cool is that that we already have a testimony about our online presence reaching other people that have never heard about this church before? And she went up, she went up that night to get healed. I believe it was for her back. And to my knowledge, she's healed. So that's pretty incredible. And so it's just, that's the first drop in the bucket. And it's going to be incredible. I can't wait to have more testimonies for first-time guests and just, yeah, continuing to grow that online presence and how many people around the world are going to be reached because of it. So, yeah, I'm believing in the vision for growing that online presence, and it's going to be incredible. And so for personal, I was kind of like running around. I know a lot of you saw that last week, you know, just trying to get like pictures and videos. And so I wasn't hearing a whole lot of the message, but I'm just like, you know what, Lord, there's going to be things that you need me to hear that are just going to jump out at me. And he was talking about imagination, and he was talking about, you know, you got to see yourself past what you're currently going through. You got to see yourself to where you want to be. And it's like, I know this, I've heard this before, but that just like hit me like really hard that day. And I was like, thank you, Lord, for that, you know, like that just like completely stopped me in my tracks. And so, you know, I'm imagining myself that I am debt free. And I have a God-sized goal to be debt free by August 7th of this year. And, you know, I've growing up and like throughout my adulthood, I've just, you know, anytime I, you know, spend money on something, paying bills, buying food, whatever it is, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I don't want to do this. I don't even want to look at my bank account right now. And not that I'm like in the red or anything, but I'm just like, you know, I felt guilty for, you know, spending money on necessities. And it's like, you know, this past week, you know, paying bills and, you know, buying the necessities. I'm like, no, like, I'm not worried about this. Like, I'm not going to feel guilty about this. I'm debt free in the name of Jesus. And so I'm excited to share the rest of the half of that testimony. But yeah, the imagination is just fully there, and praise the Lord. And yes, it's going to be great. So.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. All right. We're going to do Sammy. You guys got to be quick. And then Luke, but you guys got to be real quick. Okay. Promise.
I promise I'll hurry.
All right, cool.
A few years ago, Pastor Jim called out for testimonies, and I didn't stand up, and he called me out. A couple years later, Mercedes stopped me in my tracks and said, "Your miracle is coming." And my miracle is running around saying amen and Jesus. And the song that got me through life when I was struggling was "Oh, the Blood of Jesus." I sing it to him every night. My miracle, running around, sings it at night with me. And Pastor Jim also told me, the next time I call you up, you better come. And I waited for that. And I felt it today. So thank you, Pastor Jim. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mercedes and PBK. There was one day where you sang that same song, and it broke my soul free. So thank you, guys.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This might be a mistake. No, I'm just kidding.
Make it quick.
I have two, so I'll make them really fast. One is about imagination, talking about our harvest, and Mercedes has been talking about that for a really long time, and for me, it really came into fruition. We've been talking about dreams, and I had a conversation with Parker. He doesn't know I'm going to talk about this, about that, and one night, he is supposed to be sleeping, and I heard movement in the room, and he was standing up, and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm working on my harvest." Yeah. So I just want two things. It was humbling for me to know that I was doing the right things, but also it teaches me to imagine bigger. Yeah. Because this is like Lamborghinis, and to be a trillionaire? Yes. A trillionaire. And
let's
I'm
go,
like,
trillionaire.
This dude is
in the house.
Beyond belief.
I love it.
So for me, that daily, when he's looking at things, he's writing down his harvest. So continue to do that. And then the other thing is, I'll try not to get emotional because she's behind me. We're having our son on Thursday. She is.
Kasan.
But I've gone to the last few appointments, and they always talk about the what ifs, and he's this way, and he's that way, and fear instantly comes to your mind. Well, we had conversations about any scenarios, and I said, "We're going to drop him." We haven't talked about it since. So that boy is going to come out.
Amen.
He's going to be head down.
Amen.
He's going to come out perfect.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
With a big head, we found out.
That's so. Very big head. Yeah.
You're welcome, little boy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, let's stand. Join with me. Let's just take a moment. Let's just begin to imagine some stuff in the room. Let's put it into practice, okay? We can talk about it all day, but let's put it into practice. Imagine the breakthroughs that we need. And if you're in the room today, just every head bowed, every eye closed for just a moment. If you're in the room today and you need him today, if you want to know him today, if Jesus isn't the Lord of your life, if you were to leave this place today and say, "I don't know if I know him. I don't know if Jesus is the Lord of my life," you can know him today. I'll lead you in a prayer, a simple prayer. I'm not going to embarrass you or anything, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that today. But if that's you today, can you just lift up your hand and say, "That's me today"? Anybody in the room today? Amen. Now, I can't see hands online, so we're going to say this prayer in case somebody wants to make that decision online, all right? And so if you're in the room, let's just say this prayer just to encourage the people around you that maybe didn't raise their hand or the people online. And let's just agree with all of heaven today. Amen. Say, "Lord, I need you. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you sent your son, Jesus, to die for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Make me new. Change me. Rearrange me. Do what you have to do. From this day forward, I make you the number one thing in my life. And I thank you that your love is in my heart. If you agree with that, say amen today. Amen. Amen. You can give it up for those people. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Now let's just take a moment. Let's just, if you got to, close your eyes, do whatever you got to do, but let's just start imagining. Every one of us in this room today, there's some form of breakthrough that we may need in our life. Or somebody that you know that needs a breakthrough in their life. So let's just start to imagine that right now. What does that look like? And if you need some divine inspiration, just ask the Holy Spirit to just begin to just ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, show me what that looks like. 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 There's nothing too small. There's nothing too big. Lord, we just thank you so much right now that you are working on our behalf. Today we take a moment to imagine God's best right now, Father. We imagine God's best right now. We imagine that you are a provider, that you are a healer, that you're the one that sanctifies. You're our redeemer, our banner. We thank you, Father. And we even ask, Lord, that as we leave this room, when we're outside of this building, that you would help us continue to imagine the best and what you have for us. We thank you, God. Jesus. If you agree with that, say amen today. Amen, amen. I just want to remind you today that God, he does, his resources, they're not tapped out. If he did it for people in the room, he can do it for you. Amen. And if he did it for you once, he can do it again. And even if you've never seen it before or had it happen, I'm telling you right now, God can do it. He can do anything. Amen. If you want prayer for healing, if you want prayer for any other reason, I would love to pray for you today, all right? I believe the power of God is in this room, and he can heal you. And if you want prayer, I would love to pray for you today. If you need anything whatsoever, we're here for you. If you want to get baptized tonight, come tell me. I'd love to baptize you tonight. That would be awesome, all right? And finally, we're celebrating Pastor Mike's birthday, all right? So don't leave. Pastor Mike, you got to go downstairs. I know. Don't worry, we'll handle it. You go downstairs to that cafe room and go down there with Pastor Mike and just celebrate him. Tell him something. Tell him how much he's meant to you in your life. Take a moment just to love on him a little bit. And tonight, family night kicks off at 5 p.m., all right? Bring some meat to grill, side to share. We're going to party. It's going to be awesome. We love you. We will see you next week.
Thanks again for joining us for the Liberty Church Podcast. If you have prayer requests, you can always email those prayer requests at prayer@libertyofomaha.com, and we love to hear your praise reports. Email those at amen@libertyofomaha.com. For more information on Liberty Church, visit us at libertyofomaha.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great day.